Sandra Segovia Show.
Hey everyone, it's Andres, and in this video, this is a short one. I just wanted to highlight a couple of things that sometimes we forget we have that can help us when we're in a pinch or in a bind. And it just so happens that in my office, we don't have internet today, and it's been like this for about 24 hours. What am I going to do in the interim? One of the ways I got about trying to work was using the hotspot from my phone to my computer. I didn't want to drain the battery from my Samsung Galaxy Note 10. So then I decided to, let me just close out Chrome here. So I said, you know what? I'm just going to do a USB tethering to my device from my computer. So all I did was just connect it to my computer. And then this popped up on my computer, which is something that I keep forgetting that I have. Like, oh, Samsung Dex. You know, this is the one thing that people kind of laughed at Samsung when they introduced it back in, I guess it was a Galaxy Note 9. They improved on it big time on the Note 10. And then the Note 20, I would say, or at least the 20 series, they really improved it with the whole wireless mirror cast thingy that you can do. Well, it so happens that that update was brought over to the 10 devices also. But either way, this is USB tethering all the way through, and like, well, there it is, Samsung Dex. And like, all right, cool. So then I could still do some work because most of my office stuff that I got to do anyway is on the cloud, and I'm able to use Samsung Internet. I like the Samsung Internet browser, but I also use Chrome. And one of the things is, well, there are some apps here that I can also use, but I found that in trying to do my accounting, this is actually blocked, so I can't use the QuickBooks app, but I can always log on online on the browser to be able to do so. So like, you know what? Hey, it'll work out just fine. In fact, I was doing a duo call just a moment ago before firing up the camera. So that was really cool, but I still have the other issue of what about all the documents that I need to download off the browser and print. And here I am launching, let me just bring it over to my other screen because I have two screens here, boldly recording from one. I am using the Microsoft Your Phone app. Ta-da! So this works seamlessly from phone to phone, from phone to computer. And I'm like, dude, this is awesome. I can still work using what is considered a 1.5-year-old smartphone and also the Your Phone app. And I do have UI 3.0 running on my Note 10, so that just makes it all the more seamless with this integration with Your Phone. So like, dude, this is going to be awesome. I want to give it a try. So I'm going to do this, and I'll let you know how just working on this as a stopgap, if you will, for an entire workday holds up. So I'll report back later. All right, so it wasn't just 24 hours. It wasn't just one workday. It turned out to be an entire work week, which was pretty crazy to have to suffer that much of an internet outage. But it turned out that the elements had torn up some of the service cables, and Spectrum needed multiple work crews to come deal with that. And it was shut down for like 24 hours just for them to feed all the lines they needed to feed to get the problem remedied. So that means I spent considerably more time with Dex than I expected. Now, I have used Dex before. I forgot to mention that. The Dex that I used before, I used it mostly on my Samsung Galaxy Tab S7 tablet with a Bluetooth keyboard. I did use Dex maybe like over a year ago with my phone, but I completely forgot it was on my phone because I was using it on a tablet. So like I mentioned, when I connected the USB cable to do hotspot tethering through a USB cable, I'm like, oh snap, it is here. So now I personalized it because I got so used to just using this thing. And like I said, the browser, I was able to power a lot of the stuff through the browser. So I'm not going to replicate the entire experience here. There's some sensitive information I can't share, so I have some limitations to be able to show you, but I can tell you what I was opening up to be able to use would be something like Word. I was able to use Word. I had my Outlook client open, also Gmail, and as you can see, they're all window tabbed here like a real computer would, so I separated these things, and I was able to work like that. Also, one of my other favorite things was just being able to, well, of course, the browser, but I also had the YouTube app running in the background. It would feed audio to my computer, which was pretty cool. And the calls, I could take them on my phone. And I used my Google Pixel Buds to be able to take those calls. So I was able to multitask all of that through Dex. And there were some stammering in animations, not so much in performance issues, which is something I appreciated. Now, I did turn off the Samsung Dex Labs. So apps like Teams would only open like an Android app will. It wouldn't open like, as you see, Word, that I have a much bigger window than I did with Teams. So this would be an Android app, and this would be like any computer-based windowed app that I can reshape to whatever size that I want. I can't do that with this unless I turn on the experimentation features that at Dex Labs, see, as you can see there. But it's okay. No big deal for me. I was still able to do everything that I could with it. The one downside to all this was that I couldn't use the Your Phone service with Microsoft and Samsung. It doesn't there was like a service outage. I kept getting an error window saying there was a temporary issue on Microsoft's side, and just last night, as of this recording, I got an update to link to Windows service on the Galaxy Store for Samsung, and there was an update pushed to the Microsoft Store as well, but it was still giving me an issue where it's not entirely synchronizing my phone. I couldn't print from Dex itself to my workstations here, so I'm like, okay, so I would download the file, especially since there were mostly PDF or Excel files, and it would download to my phone so I could access the phone storage and just print from here. I'm like, oh, that's easy. So that's what I did. And it, for the most part, was a seamless experience to be able to use the internet off of my service carrier for my cell phone without having to eat up the hotspot data cap was just a wonder to behold, because I kept working. And now I know if I ever run into this issue again, I don't have to worry about it because Samsung is there. So Samsung is my preferred Android manufacturer of choice because of the add-ons they put in there for a business productivity focus that I really wish BlackBerry would have been the one to provide. But it's Samsung. They have the economy to scale, the manufacturing, the software engineering team and all that, R&D, and they really do tailor to business professionals. And this is another proof positive for why they do that. Now, I do have a BlackBerry Q1. I have a Microsoft Surface Duo, and they're both tailored to business, but Samsung just goes the extra 10 miles to be able to get it done. Unfortunately, with it, they also come with other bloatware that we don't need, but I'm happy to know that the tools that they've been experimenting with, Samsung Dex has been one to stay, because I did kind of use Windows Continuum on Windows Phone, but of course that's dead. So the concept lives on as Samsung Dex, and I'm glad it does. Anyway, what about you? Do you own a Samsung Galaxy phone that's Dex compatible? Did you know you had it? Did you know you could do it? Have you tried it? I'm using a USB Type-C cable. I can Miracast it now with the latest update of UI. I think it was 2.5. I have 3.0 now, but I believe since 2.5, you're able to do this wirelessly. But a wired cable is always more reliable, especially when there's no internet. And so just giving you a heads up there. But anyway, that's my experience. What about you? Is it something you wish you had? Maybe Samsung can commercialize this too. Who knows? Anyway, that's it. Thank you so much for watching this episode. I'll see you on the next one.